This podcast from News Talk, WHCU 870 AM and 95.9 FM is brought to you by Brightworks Computer Consulting. Our next guest is a co-author of a new peer-reviewed published paper from Cornell University called Collective Motion of Moshers at Heavy Metal Concerts. From the Laboratory of Atomic and Solid State Physics and the Department of Physics at Cornell, Jesse Silverberg, one of the co-authors of the paper. And Jesse, it seems you have found order amongst the chaos. Where did you get the idea for trying to find the actual equations for what seems to be nothing but nuts?
Well, Eileen, thanks for having me on. Let's see, how do we get the idea for the equations? Well, when we're watching the people at these heavy metal concerts, I mean, they move with a collective fashion that, you know, it's like individuals are hard to describe, but as a group, it's like there's this really simple pattern that they make. And so it turns out that in like the last 15, 20 years, people have seen similar patterns in animals, like birds flocking or fish swimming together. And so there's physicists who have actually gone through and developed the theoretical models and written down these equations. And honestly, we just took that and adapted it to talk about people.
Well, the way you talk about it, it makes it seem like it was the common next step in understanding the physics of crowds, herds, flocks, schools. But this is a mosh pit, man. You would think that there can't be anything but chaos that ensues within.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, so that's the great part, that it turns out that you're absolutely right, that in a mosh pit, people are bouncing around, colliding off one another, and it's really hard to predict where everyone is going to be, even a second or two in the future. But if you talk about the people there, instead of exactly where they're all going to be, if you look at it statistically, it turns out the statistical way of seeing things is actually really well-defined and is pretty much static. I mean, that part doesn't change.
Your paper starts, and it's about 4 pages long, and there's a lot of squiggly lines that I don't understand, but in essence, you look at human behavior, human collective behaviors in the social context, like lane formation in pedestrian traffic, jamming during an escape panic, even the Mexican waves at sporting events, and this is moshing. Have you been in a mosh pit, Jesse Silverberg?
Oh, my God. Yes, of course.
So at the time you're in it, does it feel like any sense is there any sense of order when you're in the midst of it?
Well, for a traditional mosh pit, I think the answer to that question is no. I mean, you know, if it was, then it wouldn't be a mosh pit. But the beautiful thing is that if you watch, if you go to enough heavy metal shows and you watch what the crowd does, eventually what you see is that sometimes, just spontaneously, people will start, instead of moving randomly, they'll start following each other, and they'll move in this big vortex-like pattern where people will be running around in a circle, and that's called a circle pit. And so there you have this really highly ordered and very, it's almost like the exact opposite of the chaos that you see in a mosh pit. You know, everyone's just following the guy next to him.
And you even have a mosh pit simulator that we've linked up on our Facebook, Jesse, so you can change some of the elements, some of the variables, and see how there is this order in the chaos. What's the application as far as physics is concerned, or maybe perhaps human behavior?
Well, so I have to say first that the simulation was, putting that online was definitely the most brilliant ideas that I've ever seen anyone do. That came from my co-author, Matt Bierbaum. You know, he is just a wonder kid when it comes to simulations and computers and internet applications. So, you know, totally hats off to him for that. And as for applications, I think the general idea is that there are people who have looked at collective motion of humans in the past. But for the most part, they're watching pedestrians walking down the street. And so, yeah, okay, we learn a little bit about how pedestrians walk, that, you know, they form lanes so they don't bump into each other. But the dream is that we want to be able to understand what's going to happen in a more dangerous situation, like a riot, a protest, or if people are panicked and they're trying to escape a burning building. So those studies try to extrapolate out from the calm motion of pedestrians to these really riotous and panicked situations. Our vision is to say that, hey, that's good and it's getting to somewhere, but aren't mosh pits much more like the extreme social conditions during riots and protests? Yes, they're not the same, but it would be a better lens to try and understand how humans are going to behave in those extreme social conditions.
And those extreme social conditions, they have to do with crowds. They have to do with how other people interact with you. They have to do with limited space, and which provides limited choices for movement. And all of this could be, Jesse, potentially life-saving?
That would be great. If we could do that, yeah. I mean, wouldn't it be awesome if we could go to mosh pits, or heavy metal concerts, watch what's happening in the mosh pits, figure out the rules that describe the system, describe how the people behave collectively, and then use those rules to build safer buildings, to build stadiums or theaters, where if there is, say, the building on fire and people are running for the exit, you know, we're not going to behave like we do when we walk down the street. We're going to be panicked. We're going to be in these really charged emotional states. So wouldn't it be great if we could understand the collective motion in those dangerous situations and build safer buildings to help save lives?
So where this started for me was how cool that there's physicists at Cornell that are studying the collective motion of mosh pits at heavy metal concerts, where the conclusion is that there is a direct benefit potentially that is on the horizon as a result of your work. So what's next for Jesse Silverberg?
Well, I think the four of us that are collaborating together, so Matt, I mentioned him, he's been doing the simulation, myself, and then our two advisors, Professor of Physics Jim Sethna and Itai Cohen. I think the four of us are really like ambitious on this, and we really have some great ideas of other types of collective motion and heavy metal concerts that relate to other physical systems. And so, you know, there's a lot more here to explore. You know, what about crowd surfing? What about the wall of death? I don't know if you've ever seen that one, but that's a lot of fun.
So you're going to continue studying heavy metal concerts.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great?
Man, if you could find an academic career in that, you figured it all out, and that goes above and beyond human behavior. Jesse, it's a very cool study, and the work of your peers, along with the Cornell University and the physics department, going to keep track of you, and hopefully we have this opportunity to talk again soon when you figured out how crowd surfing works.
Yeah. Hey, last thing I just got to say. First, thank you very much. But second, no taxpayer dollars were wasted in this study. all of this was self-funded. We paid for our own concert tickets. And please, oh please, we hope no fiscally conservative congressmen decide to take this up as their cause to cut the budget of science.
Point well made. Jesse, thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, thank you so much, Lee. It's been fun.